We welcome to Star 94.1 our guest, Johnny Taylor. Mr. Taylor, how are you, sir?
I am doing well, my friend. It's been a long day, but I'm in good spirits and good health. So what more can you ask?
Hey, who is Johnny Taylor?
Let me tell you, on today, I'm not sure. I got more requests after being on radio yesterday. They thought I was Johnny Taylor, the singer, which is really funny because he's dead. So but I am just a country boy. I like to say I'm born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I am the founding CEO and president of RushmoreDrive.com. That's really how I'm defining myself. Other than being a former lawyer and a former HR executive in the entertainment businesses, I'm now a technology guy trying to bring some really interesting technology to the black community.
RushmoreDrive.com. Tell us all about that.
Okay, RushmoreDrive.com is the first of its kind search engine for the black community. And, you know, what people from all over have begun to describe it as Black Google. And while I think that oversimplifies it, what we have done is we have been the first search engine to crawl the World Wide Web, and then through a proprietary technology, we have found a way to elevate black results to the first several pages of your search results. So, you know, we go onto a search engine now, you use Google, Yahoo, MSN, and you search for magazines. Well, before you would get to Ebony Jet or Black Enterprise or Vibe or any magazines that really speak to us, you'd get on page 50 or 60. You know, you get search results that say one of 50 million documents. What we've done is we've dug deep into the site to find those sites that blacks traffic, that we as a people traffic, and we visit those sites a lot, or those that are targeted at our community. And we have elevated those results to the first several pages so that you not only search, but you find at RushmoreDrive.com.
How hard was it to get this off the ground?
Let me tell you, it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. And as I pointed out, I've been to law school, and I've practiced in some really tough situations and took bars and everything. But this, it was very, very difficult. And it was difficult because we were committed. I personally was committed, and the people who surrounded me on this team were committed to bringing an amazing technology, a quality experience to the black community. The easy answer would have been for us to do something in sports, entertainment, or celebrity gossip type. I mean, that's what most of the products are out there right now online, and I'm not knocking them. Many of them are good products, but I wanted to bring a new technology, something that really spanned the need and utility for all of our people. So in other words, you know, not just young people, not just old people, not just men, not just women, but something that really spoke to the broad black community. And that's why RushmoreDrive.com is a search engine at its core, but we give people the opportunity to search for news. You guys got to try our news product. And then we give the opportunity to search for jobs. And, you know, in this economy right now, this is jobs are everything. People are searching, looking for jobs all over the country at RushmoreDrive.com.
The name,
yes,
RushmoreDrive.com. How did you come up with that, and how does that relate?
It was. I laugh because everyone. That's generally the first question. Like, where did that come from? Does that have some historical significance in the black community?
Hey.
And my answer is not yet. Historical significance will be that, you know, 10, 15 years from now, 25 years from now, our community, this will be, you know, sort of the place online for us. Where we ended up, we were looking for a place online on the World Wide Web that belonged to us, and we kept saying we want a starting point, a destination, a place, a home. And so we looked outside our window one day, and oh my gosh, the window said, the street sign said Rushmore Drive. So that's what it is. It's the street that we were founded on in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
Sometimes the answer's right in front of your face, and this was a classic example. We spent literally months and tons of money trying to find an interesting name, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just dawned on us. The answer's right here. That's what search is all about. We've been searching all over the place, and we found the answer right under our nose. And so there it is, RushmoreDrive.com. We also like the words. They're action words there. You rush for answers. You discover at our site. You drive the web instead of, you know, when you hear about searching the web, we drive the web at rushmoredrive.com. And finally, more is where you can discover more. So all of it just tied perfectly into who we are.
How will you get people to go to Rushmore Drive and to leave Google?
We're going to do things like we're doing right now. I'm on the phone with you, asking you, begging the black community to give us a try, because we're not selling anything. We're not asking anyone to, you know, change their service and affect a contract. We're saying give a product that was built by us and for us a try. Once people go online, they understand how different this experience is, because it is the most comprehensive search result found anywhere on the web, and I stand very soundly behind that. What we need from your listening audience and is to spread the word, and so that's what we're doing. You all are kind enough to invite us into your listening audience and get them to learn about RushmoreDrive.com, and then each one of us has to go out and tell more people. Every time I'm on radio, I say, right now, we're in the middle of a great drive-away sweepstakes campaign. We're giving listeners an opportunity to drive away in a 2009 Range Rover Sport. That's so that we go to our people and say, listen, we just to give us a try, we're going to give you a chance to enter into the sweepstakes. And then we need you to tell other people. And when they come to the website, I can guarantee them it will be the most amazing experience they have had, black or white, in a search experience.
You know, it's very interesting because when Google came out, I I'm a Google person, okay?
Right.
I Google everything. Someone says something, oh, let me go to Google. But I'll tell you this, Mr. Taylor. Starting today, I'm going to be a Rushmore Drive person.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you, my brother. That means a lot to me.
I'm going
to
do that, and I hope my listening audience will do that instead of Google. When Google come in your head, say Rushmore Drive.
Rushmore Drive. We say drive the web. And you know, that's really important. It's, you know, we need to support each other. This is 2008 to me is an amazing year for so many ways. We actually have, as you know, and I know the listening audience is on this, we have a black man who has a darn good chance of being the president of the United States. This is an opportunity where I'm reminded of Reginald Lewis, who was the founder or the leveraged buyout creator of Beatrice Foods before he deceased.
Right.
But he wrote that book, and the book was Why Do White Guys Have to Have All the Fun? And he's right. And so while Google is doing well and they are a partner, I'm not an anti-Google thing, a partner at all, that competition is good, and we are creating something by us, for us. And I just need our community to support us. So anything that you can do, you know, to help us convince your listening audience to give it a try, and then give us feedback. If it's not exactly what you expected, send us a note and say, this is how you can make it better, because that's the only way that we will get better as a business.
Again, how important is it for us to have our own search engine like this?
If you understand the way search engines work, it's very important. Search engines are a proxy for the majority. I was on National Public Radio the other day, and a guy asked me, he called in and he was angry and said this was racist and segregationist, and why do we need our own search engine? And my point to him was, he said, we don't have a white Google. And I said, of course you do. It's called Google. And that's not because Google is somehow racist, but search engines are a proxy for the majority, which means if what they reflect in terms of what shows up on page 1, 2, or 3 in your search results is about who clicks on it. If all the black people in the world, in the United States, given our relatively small population, you know, we're 13-14% of the population, if every one of us clicked on a term, we still aren't likely to move that to the first page of the search results. So much of our history, so much of our health concerns, so many of our health concerns, I should say, will never be surfaced or will be, you know, 50 pages deep at a Google or a Yahoo. And so it is incredibly important that we surface information that is relevant to us. I challenge anyone to go onto the search engine and just type in inventors. You don't have to type black inventors. You don't have to type African-American inventors, just inventors. And then go to Google, go to Yahoo, and type in inventors. And tell me, how long it takes you to get to the first black inventor on any of those mainstream search engines. So why this is important? This is important for our community. This business is for the black community. I'm reminded, and I tell people all the time, I could make money doing a whole bunch of other things, but I wanted to be a part of something revolutionary that could change the way we receive information, and that's what RushmoreDrive.com is.
Sounds great. So once I go there, if I type in inventor, I should see a Frederick Jones up there.
You should go. You should see it all. I mean, you will be fascinated. And not only, the one thing I want your listening audience to understand is we want to be the starting point and the destination. So when you go onto that website, you're going to find black inventors, but you're also going to see mainstream inventors, white inventors. You're going to see everyone. That's the beauty of RushmoreDrive.com, is that it's not just a black search engine. It is a search engine for the black community, which means we crawl the World Wide Web and we deliver you everything that you currently get at Google or Yahoo or MSN or Ask.com, plus a highly relevant list of search results that really apply to us and are relevant to us as a black community. So this is ours, people. This search engine, RushmoreDrive.com, is not Johnny Taylor's and not his team's, not IAC's. This belongs to the black community. And anything that we can do to support each other in this regard is going to make a big difference for future generations.
Our guest, Johnny Taylor. Johnny, it has been a pleasure.
And, pleasure as well.
Like I say, from now on, it's going to be Rushmore Drive. And I hope my listening audience will do the same. When they want to find something, RushmoreDrive.com.
And please, it doesn't have to be just black things, everything. We want to be your homepage and your default search engine.
Mr. Taylor, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Have a great evening.
You too. Our guest, Johnny Taylor, RushmoreDrive.com on Star 94.1.